Young. All right. It's April 12th, and it is 3:48. And we do have a quorum: Representative Sisna, Representative Newman, Representative Faircloth, and myself, Self Wilson. And please, if you have any cell phones on, turn them off. And our health secretary today is Kelly Burnett. Our moderator is Lori Bird, and our Hess aide is Becky Rooney. The order of the business today is going to be, we're going to see if we can move House Bill 207 out, and then we will have our joint committee at 4. So we're going to see what we can do here. There's two reasons that I sponsored the bill 207, and that was because the work that the Hess committee did in the interim, we pulled together eight points that we wanted to share with the legislature on using health care dollars wisely. And two of those points are incorporated in this bill. And one was to get the money from other sources besides the state to help provide services. And this bill does that. And also to increase the focus on preventive programs. And that also does that. So I'm just going to have my aide tell you if somebody could, if we could move the the committee substitute. You have it before you. Representative Newman.
Madam Chair, I move committee substitute for House Bill 207 Hess version 25 LS0860/C for committee discussion.
Okay, we now have this.
Madam Chair, Representative might want to read that number one more time. I think there was a transposition.
Oh.
CS for House Bill 207 Hess, version 25 LS0680/C for committee discussion.
All right. Now we have the committee substitute before us. And Becky, if you would go ahead and tell us what the changes were.
Okay. For the record, Becky Rooney, staff to Representative Wilson. On page 2, line 2, we added grant in front of, or excuse me, right after the right to. And on page 2, line 12, we added written permission written right in front of permission. And that was to accommodate the non-anonymous surveys. So we pulled together a sectional analysis, and I'll walk you through that very quickly, and I think it might explain some of the anonymous versus anonymous confusion that we saw when we discussed it the first time. Section 1 simply requires permission for surveys and questionnaires. It does exempt anonymous surveys and surveys that deal with public information. Section 2 requires a school district to provide a parent the opportunity to deny permission to take an anonymous questionnaire survey. Written permission is not required. Section 3 defines at least a 2-week time frame for school districts to notice parents for upcoming surveys. And they can either deny permission for anonymous or grant permission for non-anonymous. Section 4 defines what a written notice must contain. And Section 5 adds language to the current statute that defines how a parent can deny permission for a student to participate in an anonymous survey.
Okay, that's pretty straightforward. Any questions? All right, do I hear a motion? Representative Newman.
Madam Chair, I move CS for House Bill 207 Hess, version 25 LS0680/E from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes.
Hearing no objections, so moved. And we will take a brief at ease.